Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Santiago, and I'm checking in with you this morning. We are now tuning in to the Risa Show.
Risa Graham, and you're now listening to The Risa Show.
Put your hands together.
Put your hands in the air.
Come on and give God some praise.
Put your hands in the air.
Praise in me. Come on and praise Him. that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him shall not perish but have everlasting life. Open your mind and begin to bless God on today. Hallelujah. 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 Lord, we give you the praise. Lord, we give you the praise. Hallelujah.
Hello, hello, everyone from around the world. Thank you so much for tuning in to Serve It Up Now, where we serve you information, guys, you can use. Guys, I want to thank everyone who have been supporting our channels. Guys, you have really been a blessing to us. And we thank you for taking time out of your busy schedule to listen to our podcast as well as visit our YouTube channel. So for me and everyone who works with me, thank you so much for your time and your patience and your commitment, your comments, your likes, your subscribing, and your following our podcast. Thank you so much for that. Well, guys, as you know, I have this beautiful queen from South Africa who will be on the show Saturday, May the 8th, which is May the 8th, 7 a.m. Central Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Time. Guys, you don't want to miss this queen interview. I will be talking to her about her new debut hit single, Bread of Life. It's a life song. And so, guys, I want you to call in. I want you to call in by dialing area code 563-999-3467. Guys, you would want to speak to her. I tell you, I'm so excited. I am so excited to have her join us on Serve It Up Now. Now, if you have not had an opportunity to start following our channels, please go ahead and do so now, because we would like you to join our growing family here on Serve It Up Now. I tell you, this is a platform where we're going to talk about world events, church news, fashion, small talks, wisdom, and we're going to talk to our, we're going to have live guests, in other words, okay? So I want you guys to be a part of that, because we are just going to have a good time on this channel. Amen. Amen. Well, on yesterday, guys, we talked about how our life should be one of servitude and how, you know, you examine your service to other people. Have you examined your servitude? Are you a servant or are you a taker? Well, this morning, I want to briefly talk a little bit, guys, if I may. I'm not going to stay in your ears long this morning, okay? But I definitely want to talk a little bit about yielding to the hand of God, okay? Yielding to the hand of God, okay? Now, many of you know when God's hand is upon you, okay, he validates you, okay? He validates you. He personally sees to it that you need, your needs are met, and he will open doors for you and make ways for you. Amen? He will also promote you, okay? And he provides for you. He makes room for you and verifies that you are chosen by him to do great things in the kingdom. See? So when God's hand is upon you, you have to understand, beloved, it is God that gives you the power to get wealth, okay? It is God who gives you wisdom, because wisdom buildeth its house. And so when God's hand upon you, if God be for you, who could be against you? Amen? Amen. Now, the hand of the Lord is mighty. Proverbs 21:1 tells us that the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord as the rivers of water. He turneth it rather soever he will.
In the New Testament, the phrase hand of God is a sure sign of God's might. This phrase is found 9 times in the New Testament. Now, I want to talk about you yielding to the hand of God. Almost total devastation lay in every direction, and who was responsible? The casual observer would say the Babylonian had come and destroyed everything in Jerusalem. But what really happened, the whirlwind that leveraged God's people was actually the downward spiritual cycle that Israel had been on for several centuries. The history of Israel may be likened to a series of circles that move downward, forming the shape of a funnel. Each generation repeated the history of its predecessors, except on a lower level, spiraling downward faster and faster. At the top, the pace moved in a slow, wide circle. It was easy to step out of, but to tempt them just to enjoy the ride. Those who chose to stay on found themselves sinking into a slightly tighter spine, okay? I meant to say spin, guys. Now, the deeper, I would say, they sank, the faster they spun, and the harder it became to get off. In the end, the swirling wind sucked in the nation, and Israel plunged to its destruction. However, beloved, the destruction was not total. God left a remnant intact as the twister vanished into history. Where was God while Israel whirled in repeated unfaithfulness? He was pursuing them. He thought, he taught them his word, and they chose to disobey. He punished them, and they cried out in repentance. He delivered them and patiently taught them again. And when they chose to disobey, the cycle began once more. Now, beloved, when the Most High God is instructing us to do something, that means that his hand is upon us to help us carry out what assignment that he has placed in our life to follow. Amen? And so when you see the hand of God on somebody's life, you don't fight against that person because God is with them and his hand is on their life, their life to protect them. Amen. Now, listening to God throughout the Old Testament, we see the hand of God working among his people, touching them, speaking to them, delivering them, and warning them. Amen. Blessed with such tender care, why did Israel fail so miserably to achieve the holy nation statute to which God called them? How did Israel get into this cycle in the first place? Now, consider Adam and Eve's decision to listen to the serpent instead of to God. God had made his expectation clear. Adam and Eve ignore them. They ignore God's his instructions, okay? Today we live in a noisy world. We can see that in the world. With so many voices and so many distractions, listening to God requires discipline. That's right. We're going to require you some discipline to be able to hear the voice of God and to listen to the instructions that God has given you. Because sometimes, beloved, we can find ourselves becoming independent of God and not listening to him. So we go out and we make a mess of our life. And then we want to holler the devil. See, no, you have a choice to choose which way you are going to go. Amen? Amen. You have a choice to choose. It's no need in you talking about the devil, the devil, the devil. We give the devil too much power when he's powerless. Amen? We got to stop that and realize that God has given us a choice. Amen. Amen. You got to understand that. Amen. Amen. Because we know, beloved, now in, I believe it was in Deuteronomy chapter 30 verses 15 through 16, I believe it says, "See, I have set before thee this day life and good and death and evil, in that I command thee this day to love the Lord thy God, to walk in his ways, and to keep his commandment and his statutes and his judgment, that thou mayest live and multiply. And the Lord thy God shall bless thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it. But if thine heart turn away, so that thou wilt not hear, but shall be drawn away and worship other gods and serve them." Amen. Isn't that something to shout about? And then verse 18 says, "I denounce unto you this day that ye shall surely perish, and that ye shall not prolong your days upon the land whether thou passest over Jordan to go to possess it. I call heaven and earth to recall this day against you, that I have set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. Therefore choose life, that both thy and thy seed may live." Verse 20 says, "that thou mayest love the Lord thy God, and that thou mayest obey his voice, and that thou mayest cleave unto him, for he is thy life and length of thy days, that thou mayest dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto thy fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob." Beloved, can you see that? Can you see that? Yielding to the hand of God. You have a choice, beloved, because he has set before you life and death, blessing and cursing. And it's up to you to choose life. Amen. That you and your seed, your children, 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 may live. And so Adam and Eve, they ignored God. Amen. They ignored God. So even though we live in a noisy world with so many voices and so many distractions, listening to God requires, beloved, that we get in the Word for ourselves, that we pray, that we meditate, that we develop that relationship with God. Amen? Amen. That we become disciplined in the things of God. But almost every generation of Israel had struggled with listening. Yes, they did. In the wilderness, their groaning stomachs and grumbling complaints drowned out God's voice. Under the pressure of everyday life and toiling just to make ends meet, Israelites in the days of the judges were too busy and too burdened to attend to spiritual matters. Distracted by idolatrous pleasures, the northern kingdom refused to heed God's prophets. Whenever Israel listened to God, he favored them just as he promised. The faithful always digest, decide, and act on what they hear from God. When doubts from their reasoning creeped in, they expelled them and said, "I will trust God's wisdom, even though my emotions or my mind tells me something different." Now, beloved, we have to obey the Most High God's voice. Amen? Amen? Amen. And we need to cleave unto him, for he is our life and the length of our days, that we may dwell in the land which the Lord sware unto the fathers Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Amen. We must draw nigh unto the Most High God. We must worship the only true living God. We must walk in his ways. We must keep his commandments and his statutes and his judgment. that we may live and be able to multiply on the land. Amen. And that the Most High God shall bless us in the land. Wherever we go to take possession of it, we will find that we are a blessed people. But we have to yield to the hand of God. Amen. 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 Because again, the hand of the Lord, the Most High God, is mighty. Amen. Because guys, we know Proverbs 21 tells us what? The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. As the rivers of water, he turneth it whatever so he will. Okay? Amen. And so we know that if God be for us, who could be against us, beloved? Who can be against us? Amen. Because he gives us blessings, guys. The Most High God will give us tools to be prosperous in this life. The Bible said that our gifts will make room for us. God's hand upon our gift will open doors for us. Come on, somebody. That's something to shout about right there. He will open the doors for us, not us open doors for us. Amen. Amen. And when he opened those doors, the Most High God will validate our gifts. Amen. And he will make sure that every need that we are in need of will be met. Amen. Amen. He the one makes ways, and he will lift us up before our enemies. Come on, somebody. The scriptures talked about how he will prepare a place before your enemies. Your enemies will become your footstool. Come on, somebody. And when you know that you have a gift, you don't have to run around telling people, look at me, I'm this, I'm that. No, because the Most High God will promote you. He's the best promoter in the world. Amen. And while he's promoting you, beloved, he's going to provide for you and make room for your gifts. And then not only that, the good news is he will verify that you are chosen by him to do great things. Now, you know what? You have a lot of people who will stand up and say who you are, but baby, when God verify you, my goodness, there's nothing else man can do. Amen? There's nothing else man can do. See, when God's hand is upon you and when you yield to his hand, amen, you have to yield to God's hand. Amen? Amen. There's a scripture that I think it's a Psalm of David. I want to say it's Psalms 110, 1 through 2, where it talks about David is saying, the Lord said to my Lord, sit in the place of honor at my right hand. My goodness, that is very encouraging just to see that the Most High God's hand is upon us. The gracious hand of our God is on everyone who looks to him. Amen. Amen. He will protect you from your enemies when his hand is upon you. I don't care what snares and traps they set up against you. When God's hand is upon you, baby, you better believe ain't nothing nobody can do. And I know that's not proper English, baby, but ain't no time to be getting proper. Okay, I can get radical when it comes down to my God. Oh, God, I felt that right there. Glory be to God. I feel a shout this morning. I don't know about y'all. I feel a shout this morning. Whatever snares and traps that the enemy is setting up for you, you got to know if God be for you, who could be against you? And I'm talking about God's hand is upon your life. When God's hand upon your life, there's nothing nobody can do, beloved. 1 Peter 5 and 6 tells us to humble ourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God. Come on, somebody. Y'all better talk to me. Because the Most High God is always at work in our lives. Because God is sovereign over all of our lives. Amen. Amen. Man may have plans, okay? Man may have a lot of plans in their life, honey. They may, oh my goodness, they may have set out to do whatever they want to do. But only God's plan will prevail. Come on, somebody. I felt that right there. Only God's plan will prevail. Because he knows the plans that he has for you. Amen? God knows the plans that he has for you. And if his hand is upon you, guess what? There is nothing. Nothing. Amen? Many may make plans, but it is God who determines his step. Amen? God determines your step. The word of God said a good man's footsteps is ordered by the Lord. Okay? God knows what he created you in this earth to become. And it's our duty to get before the Most High God, seek him, and find out what his will is for your life. Don't just go around the merry-go-round, knocking and bumping, walking like a blind man, and don't understand your purpose on this earth. Because the Most High God has given each and every one of us a purpose, and we have to seek his purpose. Amen? Two of the most important ways in which we can see God's hand move in our lives are through his word and his spirit. Amen? God's word applied by God's spirit is the means of our faith, regeneration, and growth in grace. It is through the preaching of the gospel and the power of the spirit that God moves most powerfully in our lives to save us. Amen. Glory be to God. God's hand is also at work in the trials, temptation, and hardship of our lives. Come on, somebody. Isn't that something to shout about right there? I don't know about y'all, but I'm shouting. Because I love knowing that the Most High God's hand is on my life. And when we yield to him, beloved, see, that's the important part, is yielding to him. Okay? Yielding to the Most High God. Amen. That is very important. Because again, I say, when God places his hand upon you, he validates you. He personally sees to it that your needs are met. He opens doors for you, makes ways for you, lifts you up, promotes you, provides for you, makes room for you, and verifies that you are chosen by him to do great things. Amen? Because his hand is upon your life. Will you yield your plans to God? Will you yield and submit yourself under the hands of the mighty God and allow him to be God in your life? Allow him to work whatever he will through your life for his kingdom. Will you die to your will and carry out the Most High God's will? Because he will order your footsteps, amen, as you humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God. That's all the Most High God wants us to do, is to humble ourselves, amen? And he'll figure out the rest. Because it will be good to your soul when you humble yourself, when you yield to the hand of God. Amen. 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 The Israelites also failed to remain faithful because they forgot who they were, who their God was, and what he had done for them. In the days of the judges, the people became morally lax and spiritually malnutrition. That's right. They cried when God disciplined them, forgetting how he had delivered their forefathers during the desert wandering. You know how they wandered around, overwhelmed by their defeats. They lost sight of the victories of their past. What is it that causes us to forget? Beloved, have you pondered in your mind to try to figure out what caused you to forget the God that you say you love, the God that has brought you through many storms? Have you turned your back on the Most High God? Or are you serving the Most High God? What is it? What caused you to forget about the Most High God? Like Israel, we sometimes worry that God may not come through on his promise. Like the children of Israel at the foot of Sinai, waiting on Moses to return, we think God has abandoned us. So we go out and try to adopt or create another God. And we find ourselves turning our back on the Most High God. We get wrapped up in our own circumstances that have us spinning. We get too busy with the now that we fail to take time to reflect on what God has done in the past for others and for us. We forget. We walk away from God when we think everything is fine. But the moment a storm arises, we want to run back to God and holler the devil. No, it's the choices that we make, beloved, that causes us, beloved, causes us to be where we at. Amen? Amen. Amen. We have a choice, beloved, because the Most High God has set before us life and death, blessings and cursing. Therefore, we have a right to choose which one we want to see happen in our life, in other words. Therefore, choose life that both thy and our seed may live. Amen? Amen. Faithful Christians, believers, hang on to the reminders God has given, such as his written word, the Lord's Supper, and their own personal testimonies to God's hand at work. God proved faithful throughout Israel's history. He promised he would provide for and protect if they honor him, and he did. He promised he would punish them and take away his blessing if they act unfaithfully, and he did. God proved faithful. Israel did not. God's hand sweeps through our lives, touching our days, our circumstances, our families, and our friends. Beloved, we don't have to see it to know it's there. We don't even have to see its results. We only have to trust God's promise, reach out for his hand, and lean on it. Learning from Israel's mistakes can save us much miserably. And, well, misery, I'm getting tongue-tied this morning. Misery and self-destruction is what I want to say. Now, one must understand to be faithful in listening, remembering, and obeying will deliver us from the whirlwind that engulfed Israel. So this morning, beloved, if the question was asked, are you willing to humble yourself? Are you willing to humble yourself under the mighty hand of God? Because God, it is he that gives you the power to get wealth. Amen. Amen. It is he that will open the doors for you and validate you. Amen. And he will always make ways for you, beloved. Amen. As he lifts you up, promotes you, and provides for you. Amen. He said your gifts will make room for you, and he will verify that you are chosen by him to do great things for the kingdom. Isn't that something to shout about right there? I don't know about y'all, but I feel a preach in my spirit. I feel you, Holy Ghost. I feel a dance. I feel a shout because it's God. We look to people as God, but do you not know it is God that gives them the power to get wealth? He made room for them. He made room for their gifts. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. I don't know about y'all, but we need to stop making people our God. Stop making things our God because they are not our God. Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. Amen. We have to understand that the Most High God is with us. His hand is upon our life. And we got to see that, beloved. And how we know that is when we spend time with the Most High God and we sit back and let God take the wheel. Let his will be in operation and you die to your own self, your own will. Amen? Because there can't be two wills in operation, beloved. There only has to be one will. Only one will do the job. When we get in the way of the Most High God, honey, believe that, we mess things up. Okay? We mess things up. I've learned many since, I've been preaching since 95, praise God. Amen? And I'm not a big name, stage name, whatever, whatever, because if God want me to be that, he'll let me be that. I don't look at that, okay? I look at just talking to someone, somebody. Come on, somebody. Somebody want to hear me preach and teach or what the Most High God want to use me for, then that's what I do. But I don't seek celebrities. I don't seek to be known. I don't see, honey, look here. I'm comfortable where I'm at. Where if it's God wanting to open those other doors for me, it's God's business. And that's what I rely on, God doing his will. Amen? Amen. Amen. I've learned a long time ago, it don't matter how great somebody think they are and they're traveling the world preaching and teaching and blah, 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 and everybody looking at them, honey, and think they're this great person, but do you not know that person is a human being and they have flaws and you don't know what they're doing behind their door when they go home? Come on, somebody. So that's why I say I don't get wrapped up and tied up into celebrity and who this and who that. Yes, I want to connect to greatness. I want to connect to people who really love the Most High God and sold out for God. Yes, I do. But to chase folk because they may have a little bit more money than me, a bigger house, or more cars and more money in the bank, no, I never was that type of person because I already know that the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. And we don't own anything. We just here using everything that the Most High God has given us as a tool. And so that's how I operate. I operate knowing that it's just a tool. Okay? It's just a tool. Amen? Amen. Amen. Glory be to God. So I hope I'm helping somebody today. Amen. I hope I am helping somebody today. Glory be to God. Because I want you to see the hand of the Most High God is upon us, our life. And if God be for you, who can be against you? Well, guys, that's it for me this morning. I thank you so much for tuning in every morning at 6 a.m. Central, 7 a.m. Eastern. Guys, I tell you, I enjoy just waking up in the morning, looking forward to coming on this platform and just talking a little bit about the Most High God because he's all I got, y'all. He's good to me. Daddy is good to me. And so I just want to come and let you all know that we are here Monday through Friday unless we have some difficult technical issues that may occur before we come on. Well, can't help that, but I'm back, okay? So with that said, also remember now to mark your calendars for May the 8th at 7 a.m. Central and 8 a.m. Eastern. My beautiful Queen Helen will be here to talk about her new single, Bread of Life, okay? So with that said, beloved, stay safe. Hug someone and tell them you love them. Until the next podcast, guys, you go in peace now. Bye-bye.
Jesus
coming back again. The dead in Christ shall rise. Can you hear the trumpet playing? Can you see the horses running? Hallelujah to the Lamb of God.